जय गिरधारी गोपाल। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद। श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ भगवान की, श्री श्री ललिता विशाखा देवी की जय, श्री 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 गौर निताई की जय, श्री श्री गिरिधारी गोपाल की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय, निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणम बोला का मैंने आई डिडंट स्पीक इंग्लिश। नारायणम नमस्कृत्य नरम चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्णा। वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 19 एंटाइटल्ड द अपीयरेंस ऑफ शुकदेव गोस्वामी। टेक्स्ट नंबर 30। ससंवृत्तस्तत्र महान् महीयसाम् ब्रह्मर्षि राजर्षि देवर्षि संगै वैरोचतालं भगवान् यथेन्दु ग्रहर्ष तारा निकरै परीतः। स संवृतस्तत्र महान् महीयसाम् ब्रह्मर्षि राजर्षि देवर्षि संगै व्यरोचतालं भगवान् यथेन्दुर् ग्रहर्ष तारा निकरै परीतः। ससंवृत्तस्तत्र महान् महीयसाम् ब्रह्मर्षि राजर्षि देवर्षि संगै व्यरोचतालं भगवान् यथेन्दु ग्रहर्षतारा निकरै परीतः। ससंवृत्तस्तत्र महान् अहीयसाम् व्यरोच कालम भगवान यथेन्दु ग्रहर्क्ष तारा निकरै परीतः देवर्षि संघै व्यरोच तालम भगवान यथेन्दु ग्रहर्क्ष तारा निकरै परीतः तत्र महान् ब्रह्मर्षि राजर्षि देवर्षि संगै व्यरोच ताला भगवान यथेन्दु ग्रहर्क्ष तारा निकरै परीतः हरे कृष्ण सह श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी संवर्तः सराउंडेड बाय तत्र देर महान ग्रेट महीशयाम ऑफ द ग्रेटेस्ट ब्रह्म ऋषि सेंट अमंग द ब्राह्मणास राज ऋषि सेंट अमंग द किंग्स देव ऋषि सेंट अमंग द डेमिगॉड्स संग्रहै बाय द असेंबली ऑफ व्यरोचत वेल डिजर्व्ड अलम एबल भगवान पावरफुल यथा एज इंदुहु द मून ग्रह प्लैनेट्स वृक्ष हेवनली बॉडीज तारा स्टार्स निकरै बाय द असेंबली ऑफ परीतः सराउंडेड बाय ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद सुखदेव गोस्वामी वॉज देन सराउंडेड बाय सेंटली सेजेस एंड डेमिगॉड्स जस्ट एज द मून इज सराउंडेड बाय स्टार्स प्लैनेट्स एंड अदर हेवनली बॉडीज हिज प्रेजेंस वॉज गॉर्जियस And he was respected by all. Purport. In the great assembly of saintly personalities, there was Vyasadev, the Brahma Rishi, Narada, the Deva Rishi, Parashuram, the great ruler of the Kshatriya kings. Some of them were powerful incarnations of Lord. Shukdev Goswami was not known as Brahma Rishi, Raja Rishi or Deva Rishi. Nor was he an incarnation of like Narad, Vyas or Parshuram. But yet he excelled them in respects paid. This means that the devotee of the Lord is more honored in the world than the Lord himself. One should therefore never minimize the importance of a devotee like Shukadev Goswami, Hari Bol. ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदांतिकम् श्री कृष्णा चैतन्या प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna. So, first canto, 19th chapter, 30th verse. Appearance of Shukadevji. He's appearing, arriving, the most important event for the whole creation. the most important juncture of time, the most testing time of King Parikshit's life. If we think deeply, then we understand that how Lord is perfect in arrangement of every situation in the best interest of His devotee. However worst or however painful or unwelcoming or unwanted events may take place, but still, when one is a devotee, Lord is individually, in a customized manner, focused in turning everything favorable to the devotee of the Lord. All the worst things in life turn out to be good for those who love God. This has been proved again and again in the history, in the scriptures, and also in day-to-day life of devotees. It's not just the scriptures in the case of only Shukadev ji or Narad Muni ji. Whoever chooses to become a devotee of the Lord, whoever, there is no vyakhya or definition of who can choose to become a devotee. Anybody can choose to become a devotee of the Lord. The choice is fully with the living entity, but the moment one chooses to become a devotee of the Lord, Lord will personally take charge of the life of that devotee and see that nothing remains inauspicious in the life of that devotee. Even if previous karmas are inducing the devotee's life with such events which are very painful and disastrous, still Lord has that power, the divine power, by which He turns that worst event for the best of the welfare of His devotee. See, Narad Muni also, you know, he was a baby boy. His mother was a very simple, poor lady. She died with snake bite. But how that whole thing turned into having darshan of the Lord, into becoming actually Narad Muni. Actual Narad Muni he became because of all those events in next lifetime. That's why whenever a devotee goes through a challenging situation, sometimes it looks very condemning situation. Like Bhishma Dev, you know, not doing anything while Draupadi being disrobed. It looks like heinous actually. What is he doing? He's supposed to do, we can do, we could have done. But even in such situations also, the Lord has the best plan for the devotee. So, I was just thinking today morning that how was Parikshit chosen for this kind of bewilderment? How was Bhishmadev chosen for that kind of bewilderment? How Yudhishthir was chosen to be a gambler? He was not a gambler. He's not a gambler. In fact, he is dharma personified. And one of the principles against dharma is Dyuta Krida. Bhishmadev is all powerful, also personification of dharma, a Mahajana. And he's not going to tolerate any insults to a woman, that too in the assembly hall. But right time he became bewildered. Arjuna is a learned soul. Arya, one who knows progressive values of life, is called as Arya. And Arjuna was an Arya. Great personality, not an ordinary personality. He knew all the scriptures. He knew the essence of all scriptures. But still, you find him completely bewildered, talking like an ordinary man, talking like a man who is fully immersed in Dehatma Buddhi, who identifies with body and the kinsmen connected with body, family members, family welfare, fully attached to family and selfishness. It looks like that. He's talking in the first chapter in such a way that he is a fully worldly man. Although knowledgeable, but all the arguments are in a worldly manner. So all these people were pure devotees, but they were still bewildered by the will of the Lord, by the plan of the Lord. Why? One has to be great enough, surrendered enough, devoted enough to be chosen by the Lord to be bewildered for the welfare of everybody in the world. So when you see Bhishmadev getting bewildered, Arjuna getting bewildered, Yudhishthira getting immersed in gambling and being lost, the tendency is to condemn them. Oh, how condemnable their behavior. Is this devotional? But a devotee who is such a highly surrendered personality, he is only chosen by the Lord for such kind of so-called humiliating situation. In one sense, he's condemned. See, gambling, what he has done. Even ordinary man will not do. He is even put his wife on the bet. What kind of a devotee is? So such condemnable situation also, one who can accept, he is that surrendered devotee. Who is chosen by the Lord for that kind of situation, because he can take it. Otherwise in drama also we say, hey, don't give me a negative role, I cannot take it. Give me a role which is very glorifiable. People will clap, and when I say dialogue, people should clap and encourage me. I don't want to become Ravana. I don't want to become Kamsa, who will be condemned by the all audience. But a genuine actor will take any role which is needed for the benefit of the whole drama. He will not say, give me this, give me that. I want to be in good books of everybody, even in drama. So that is the greatness of Parikshit Maharaj. He's a realized soul. You see, in the previous shlokas or in the chapter where his appearance is explained, how he appeared and how he had all the qualities of all the five Pandavas. Even he excelled them individually and collectively also. All Pandavas collective, he had all the qualities, but much more than all five also. The way he was put on the throne, and the way he was raised, and the way he conducted his kingdom. In his kingdom, there was nobody who would be doing illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and meat eating, or lying, or burning somebody, or Vishwasghat. And nobody was like that in his whole kingdom. Just by his presence, just by his aura, just by his power, was his spirituality, he could maintain sanctity in the whole world. He was a fully realized soul. So, how could he be bewildered? Just by thirst or hunger, or by exhaustion, or tiredness. Not possible, no? Because the same personality sat for 7 days, 7 nights without eating and drinking and sleeping. He exhibited mastery over these three vegas. So how can he be bewildered for a moment in a hunting excursion? So we can understand that he was chosen by the Lord for that situation. Only when one is surrendered, the Lord can use him for the welfare of the whole universe or the whole creation. Here the Lord is using such a great personality for the greatest welfare of the universe or the creation, that is producing Srimad Bhagavatam, manifesting Srimad Bhagavatam. It is not that Srimad Bhagavatam was not there in the universe and creation before. Srimad Bhagavatam always existed. Vyasadeva wrote it, Vyasadeva told it to his wife, Lord Shiva told to his wife, and so forth. Uddhava has heard it, Maitreya Muni, everybody has discussed Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is not like these 18,000 shlokas only. Bhagavatam is a subject of love of Godhead, Amalam Puranam, which only preaches love of Godhead and no other mala or pancha chaturtha purushartha. But this occasion has actually made the Srimad Bhagavatam blossom in a glorious way and made available to the whole universe. What we talk about Bhagavatam is that Bhagavatam is Shukdev spoke to Parikshit Maharaj. Other Bhagavatam spoken are not so much discussed or referred to. Uddhava also spoke Bhagavatam to the queens of Krishna, 30 days in details, maybe much more in detail. But still, everybody refers, talks about the Bhagavatam spoken by Shukdevji to Parikshit Maharaj. That is why it is so, because the situation, the background, what was happening, such a disaster For the best of the person, the worst of disaster is taking place. Is it not true? For the best of the persons, even much before them, whoever was best, he was best of all. And he was cursed by a small boy to die like an ordinary person by a snake bite. By a curse he has to die. Condemnable in one sense. But for the devotee who surrendered, how the Lord makes it the same condemnable so-called event into most glorious event. Not for only himself, for the speaker, for himself, for all the assembly there, for everybody in the universe, for all time to come, till eternity. Even the dissolution will take place of this universe. Still that dialogue between Sukadeva and Parikshit will be preserved as eternal and will be again propagated. That kind of discussion took place. So, the message is that we also all can be chosen for the mission of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you decide to surrender and to preach the glories of the Sankirtan movement, I will empower your tongue and I will accompany you. And you will be doing the most miraculous, unbelievable things. Such unbelievable things will happen through you and you yourself will be bewildered. How this can be possible? Because I will make it possible, the Lord said. A blade of grass can be also made into aeroplane by a mantra given by the Lord. If Putana can make it aeroplane, imagine if a devotee is involved, what can happen? If Putana can make a blade of grass into an aeroplane for misuse, if devotees want to serve the Lord, what the Lord cannot do? And such miracles do happen in the life of devotees even today. Don't think it is only happening in Dwapar Yuga. So many miracles have happened in the life of devotees in ISKCON. Just because they were surrendered in the mission of Srila Prabhupada. Our Nartaki Mataji tells, when they were sold out, Sankirtan devotees, in the Western world, walking on the street in a prohibited area distributing books, they were chased by police. And they have all seen that lion coming and protecting them. The police chasing the car of the devotees, and in the side view mirror, a lion is seen constantly by the devotees. This is a fact. So many times in Russia also, there were devotees preaching and suddenly the KGB came. But the KGB police couldn't see the the stage people. You know, the stage was empty. In front of everybody, they just got down the stage and they escaped through the basement. And the KGB couldn't see them only. Such a powerful body of vigilance. These are miracles. When the Lord wants to protect, no KGB can hurt you. The only thing is required is complete dedication to the mission of Guru and Krishna. When that happens in our life by our choice, we are fully protected. Physically, mentally, intellectually and spiritually. We are protected. Even if we die, like some of the people died in the what is that country, Arabic, so-called Liberia or Siberia, where Ladini Mataji was shot. In one sense, where was the protection? Protection is not necessarily by saving the body or, you know, in the physical sense. Protection has different levels. By getting shot by those Atankwadis, she went back to Godhead because she died in the battlefield of Maya, serving Sri Krishna and Guru Maharaj, protecting devotees, serving devotees. Where do you think if one dies in that situation will go? So, Jatayu also died. So, was he defeated? Was his defeat? It is also always compared by the Acharyas. Arjuna won the war and Jatayu died. But Jatayu was more glorious than Arjuna in one sense. That he lay his body down for the service of the Lord and his devotees. And Arjuna also fought for the welfare of the whole universe in service to the Lord. As per the desire of the Lord, order of the Lord. So both are glorious. But still the death, so-called defeat of Jatayu is glorified more than the victory of Arjun in Kurukshetra war. So we cannot judge success or failure in terms of bodily, you know, upliftment or disease getting cured or saving from death. This is not the criteria for understanding mercy, how it flows. Mercy is always divine and it flows divinely. Mercy doesn't come in a material way. We connect it materially. Oh, see, he got cured of cancer. What mercy, just see. That is not a real mercy actually. If Lord wants to protect you, he will cure you. If Lord wants to give more mercy to you, he will take you back home, back to Godhead. So, we may not interpret it materially the way we understand from bodily point of view. See, I just got saved from accident because the Lord was very merciful upon me. This is not the actual, factual, right way of understanding of mercy. The mercy of the Lord can be understood how you become more close to the Lord by that event. Not that your body is saved or your mind is saved or your money is saved or property is saved. How that event helps you to become more dedicated, more remembering the Lord, more attached to the Lord, more become one with the Lord in service and in thought. That is the way we have to understand mercy. And this kind of extraordinary, most extraordinary mercy is being exhibited here in the life of Parikshit Maharaj. Second thing, Shukdev Maharaj came on his own accord. Parikshit Maharaj didn't send message, find him out. I am coming to the bank of Ganga. Please ask him to come. I am in difficulty. I need his help. It's not like that. He just left and he went to the bank of Ganga. And see his glory. Let me tell you one more point to you before I forget that. That as soon as this curse was uttered, there were hundreds of sages in hundreds of different places in the different lokas in the whole universe. They were not in one place on earth somewhere. They were all in different planets doing their bhajan, ekanta bhajan, meditation, wherever. Narad Muni in Devaloka and Vyasadeva in Badrikashram and so many people, Agastya Muni was there. So many people were Vishwamitra Muni, Parshuramji on Mahendra Parvat. All of them, their meditation broke. Such was the power of this curse. And they all left from wherever they were. And they all came behind Parikshit Maharaj. So Prabhupada explains very beautifully that it is very rare to have a devotee known to you or in your life. And it is very rare to hear from him and to get his association. Much more rare than having him in the world. To be in proximity, to be in association, to be hearing and to get inspired by the personal example of a devotee. So Parikshit Maharaj was such a precious devotee, although he was a kingly man, royal personality, lot of wealth, many wives, property of the whole universe, control, sovereignty, everything was there, which sadhus may not like to associate with. But in spite of all these things, they all left their place of worship, or meditation and followed him. And Prabhupada explains why they did that. Because they were very attached to his personality, being spiritual personality. And they really wanted to be there with him, observing him, seeing him, beholding him till the last moment because they will not be able to see him again. So they left their bhajan and they came down. They didn't say, he's junior to me. He's a king, worldly man. I'm a Brahma Rishi. I'm a Deva Rishi. I'm a Raja Rishi. And all of them were there. They all followed. They were much, much higher in rank in front of Parikshit, in one sense. But still, they recognized his spirituality. They recognized his spiritual, powerful position. And they were also humble enough to follow him and try to see him. And the whole pastime they wanted to behold what exactly happens. He's going to die, how he will pass away. Another reason behind it is how he took the whole curse. He didn't say, I will counter curse. What does this stupid fellow think about himself? Is this Brahminical culture? I protect them. I was only asking water. And they didn't give me that. Plus his son is cursing me. It was all bona fide thoughts. But he was such a spiritual personality. He thought, this must be desire of the Lord. Otherwise it couldn't have happened. Because he also knows himself what he would do in such a situation. So this is not me. This must be Lord's desire. And this must have some very deep reason. There must be a deep reason behind it, why this should be happening. So immediately, first he said, let my kingdom be burned, let me lose all the position, power, everything. I should get the reaction of my mistake. And second thing, he just gave up all his Rajadanda, Rajavastra, Rajalanka, Rajamukuta, everything in royal insignia, everything he gave up. And just on a kopin, he had 7 days, he could have continued wearing those dresses and enjoying the power and whatever enjoyment he wanted to have. He just wanted to accept the will of the Lord as it is, with no compromise, no justification, nothing. He was in the right mood of mind, of humility and gratitude, to receive the best for himself and for the whole universe. Parikshit Maharaj exhibits the perfect consciousness of one who is mumukshu, one who desires moksha, or to understand the Lord. And that mentality of Parikshit Maharaj attracted Sukadev ji on its own. It's not that he was invited. When such mentality or attitude of gratitude appears in us, the Lord sends us his representative. And Srila Prabhupada very beautifully explains that when you meet a representative of God, a pure devotee of the Lord, it is the highest mercy of the Lord. It is not that when you see the Lord, it is the highest mercy of the Lord. More than seeing the Lord has umpteen number of times proved this in history. Because even Duryodhana saw the Lord. What difference it made to him? In fact, his envy increased. He was okay before. He saw him and said, arrest him. He was committing more sins than before after seeing the Lord. So seeing the Lord doesn't mean anything actually, in one sense. But seeing a devotee of the Lord is all auspicious. What is Prabhupada says that when you see the devotee of the Lord, he will always speak to you what is good for your spiritual welfare, and he will do everything that is good for us. That is why meeting a devotee is more important than meeting the Lord. So whenever there is an opportunity to pray to the Lord and an opportunity of getting benediction, and if there is two options available, to see the Lord or his devotee, better ask for the darshan of a devotee. Because darshan of a devotee will, that time or in future, include darshan of the Lord without fail. Because, jethe jato tethe tu maza sangati, where is the Lord? Always with his devotee. Always in the heart of his devotee. And the devotee of the Lord is more merciful than the Lord also. Because you may say the devotee also is in the heart of a Lord. So you can choose the Lord and have the devotee in the heart of the Lord for your association. But the devotees of the Lord are more merciful than the Lord. More compassionate, more udar. So at any point of time, having association of a devotee or darshan of a devotee is best choice in our life. One time myself and His Holiness Radhana Swami went to Vrindavan for Vrindavan Kumbh Mela. There is one Vrindavan Kumbh Mela also. There you know, Garudji came with Amrut Kalash to save his mother and himself from Dasyatva. At that time he had conquered and he had achieved the Amrut Kalash. And he stayed there for some time in Vrindavan and sprinkled something on the Kalia Ghat tree, offered his obeisance to Jamuna. So that is called Vrindavan Kumbh Mela, which also takes place once in 12th year. So we had gone to visit His Holiness Ramesh Babaji Maharaj, and that time he was taking lunch. And so we waited and he finished his lunch. Then we went in his tambu. And the first thing Ramesh Babaji said, that today my life is successful because I have second darshan of a pure devotee. Such a matter of fact statement. It was not in dialogue bhaji or anything which is like ornamented. It's a very simple, heartfelt statement. एंड इन रिस्पॉन्स इवन हिज होलीनेस राधानाथ स्वामी सेड व्हेन माय डे एंड माय लाइफ इज सक्सेसफुल बिकॉज आई हैव योर दर्शन टुडे. दिस इज हाउ साधुज इंटरैक्ट. इज ऑल्सो साधु, ही ऑल्सो साधु, बट बोथ ऑफ देम हैव द सेम फीलिंग्स ऑफ ह्यूमिलिटी, ऑफ एक्सेप्टिंग अदर्स दर्शन एज द ग्रेटेस्ट बेनेडिक्शन इन लाइफ. He said that even Shukdev Maharaj says, Parishad Maharaj says that you are such a personality, just by seeing you, all our sins are eradicated and the flame of devotion gets burnt immediately, gets prajvalit, is lighted immediately. Parishad Maharaj's reception of Shukdev Ji is such a wonderful reception. Before that, I will tell you how he arrived. By the inspiration of the Lord, to do the great service to humanity and to Parishad Maharaj. Parishad Maharaj was driven from within by the Lord to come to the bank of Ganga, where Shukdev Ji was arriving and Parishad was also reaching. What is happening? The women and children were teasing him on the way, throwing stones at him, making a joke out of him, laughing at him. You know, in our childhood also we have seen some mad people, you know, have dirty hair, long, dirty body, almost naked, moving around, and children will always follow them and throw stones and make fun. We have seen many, many times in childhood. But the madman is not in this world. He is in a total different plane. So it doesn't make difference. But in this case also, the same thing is happening. And you see the previous shlokas, the description of the body, material body, so-called deha of Shukdev, is so beautiful. All divine characters are there in the body. Ajanu Bahu, color like Krishna, lotus like eyes, beautifully formed limbs, attractive navel, deep like ocean. This is like almost the body of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aroma was coming out of the body. Such beautiful, attractive features. Only 16-year-old boy, any girl would be attracted. Such features. And he was, you know, Digambar. He was not having any clothes on body. And he was walking in such a way, in total trance. So he had a beautiful, fragrant, attractive body, but he was not in it, in one sense. And for others, it was like a joke, it was like a mad person. And they were throwing stones at him. And he was totally unaffected. Totally unaffected. Huh? Before also, when he left from mother's womb, he's a Siddha Avatar actually. Siddha Avatar is one who becomes 8, 16 or fully grown youth immediately on birth. So Vasudev is Siddha Avatar, immediately 16-year-old. Shukdev is Siddha Avatar, immediately 16-year-old youth. Vamandev, Siddha Avatar, immediately 8 years old. No childhood, immediately attains a mature form. And he started walking. And when he was walking, again he was naked. Same body, some beautiful body, and some young girls are, you know, damsels are taking bath in the river. And they continue taking bath. I'm sure he must have also seen, but he had no understanding in his realization of differentiation of male and female bodies. Because when Vyasadeva came running, they immediately covered them and went away behind the trees. And Vyasadeva then asked, why did you do this? I'm an old man. My boy is very young. He said, yes, you are great. We accept you as Brahma Rishi. But you still have differentiation of male and female bodies within your consciousness. And your son doesn't have that. Such a beautiful statement they made. They could also sense, being women, a sixth sense. All women have this sixth sense. They could understand the transcendental nature of Parikshit Maharaj, of Shukdev Ji. In even comparison to his father who was so great, the incarnation of the Lord. And even Prabhupada says that even incarnation of the Lord is not so important compared to a pure devotee of the Lord. Because Parashuram was incarnation of the Lord. Vyasadeva was incarnation of the Lord, although being Brahma Rishi. Narad Muni was Deva Rishi, also incarnation of the Lord. And many more were there, only three are mentioned here. There was a big assembly of mostly most senior people were there. Much more senior than even Shukdev also. So one who does not identify with body, senses, mind, intelligence, and even false ego, that I am, whoever I am, he only can be detached from defamy, ridicule, condemnation, or women, or insults. All these positive, negative things, attraction and repulsion, glory and defamy, insults. One can be detached only when one is immersed in Harinam and Harikatha and in serving the Lord and His devotees. Only when one is immersed, one is transcendental to all these dualities of nature. And Shukdev ji, right from birth, was like that. Only possible when one is immersed in Harinam and Harikatha. So this is a small mention, but it is very significant. It tells about the personality of Shukdev. He was not bothered. He was not even shooing them away, being irritated or disturbed. He was totally transcendental to that. And when he arrived, suddenly what happened? He was walking alone and all these women and children were teasing him and following him. And suddenly they all also reached the bank of Ganga, the most holy spot where this transcendental narration is going to take place. And suddenly they saw great sages whom they also identified. And they also identified their king, Parikshit, although he was in Kopin. King is always king, whether in Kopin or Rajvastra. The aura is always so much speaking about the personality. And all of them are bowing down to Shukdev. So they immediately understood, oh, we are making fun of this person. This person is a great personality. And while they were bowing down and respecting him as the greatest personality, he was not affected. And while he was being stoned by the boys and girls, he wasn't affected. That is why he is so glorious. And that's not the only glory. Just, oh, he is unaffected by this and that. His glory is that he was immersed in Krishna. After learning Srimad Bhagavatam from Vyasadev, he was immersed, fully immersed. And for him, you can imagine, for him, it was the only first and last opportunity to speak. And if you know, anywhere he spoke again, some other pravachan, some other loka he gave to some other personality, no. It's the one and the only activity of preaching. He gave a pravachan of 168 hours. Continuously. And that became the hallmark of all knowledge in the whole creation. Srimad Bhagavatam. So, this is Shukadev ji. So then Sridhar Maharaj gives a commentary that, you know, when he entered, before that, Parikshit Maharaj was there and people were suggesting, he was asking questions to everybody also. And people, this is what Sridhar Maharaj says. The Swami. He says there was assembly of many people there. Not only Narad Muni type pure devotees, Vyasadev type pure devotees. There were many Brahmavadis, yogis and other kind of people. All kind of spiritualists were there. There was an assembly of all kinds of spiritualists. So some were telling, oh, the king should do a lot of charity in the last 7 days. Some others were saying he should do meditation. Should give up everything and sit in meditation, Supreme Lord. Some were saying you should do tapaha, austerity. And some were saying you should perform sacrifice for the pleasure of the Lord. But there was no unanimous opinion amongst everybody. So Sridhar Swami says that the unanimous opinion is never there amongst general sadhu congregation. So what one should do? One should take opinion of the spiritual master only. He was not going and asking, oh, you think charity, oh, I think, you think sacrifice, but should I do all four or should I take one, which one I should choose? Now, he just heard from Shukadev Goswami, who acted like his spiritual master. Even Narad Muni did not interfere. He, I am senior to him. Vyasadeva didn't say, I taught him what he is teaching you. I am his father also. I know better than him. No, they all humbly sat. They all accepted him as the greatest personality. There's another greatness of Shukadev ji. That his father's, you know, guru, Narad Muni, and many other sages who are like age-old, eternal sages of all the yugas, they were existing. Like Vishwamitra Muni, Parashuram, they were not from that age. Everybody was there. But they all accepted him as the chosen person to speak. And then he started speaking. Now, how Parikshit Maharaj received him? Everybody welcomed him, embraced him, shook his hands, you know, all those things. Parikshit Maharaj also offered Dandavat Pranam to him. Sashtanga Dandavat. And then two things very important he said. You are a saintly personality and I am a royal family person. Generally, you keep away from people who are from royal family, who have wealth, women, all those properties, and you know, because by associating with such people, one develops, gets the seed of material desires planted in the heart, unknowingly. And then suddenly you get completely, you know, aroused by material desires. Not at that time when you're associating, but later on the seed gets fructified. Still you have come here and turned this place into Tirtha. You can say, what do I do with a kingly person? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not willing to meet Pratap Rudra for the same reason. I am a sannyasi, I am surrendered to the Lord, Kaya Vacha Mane Tridandi Sannyasi, and you are a king, why should I meet you? I don't have any business. Whoever came to recommend him also said, I will leave Jagannath Puri if you come again talk about recommending Pratap Rudra. Then Parikshit Maharaj says, simply by remembering you, we become sanctified. What to speak of your darshan? What to speak of your sparsha? What to speak of washing your feet? And what to speak of serving you and listening to you? As soon as we see you, all sins are eradicated. If one takes bath in Ganga hundreds of times, one gets purified slowly, slowly. But at once by seeing a pure devotee, one gets instantly purified. You don't have to keep doing it again and again. Of course, we have to keep doing it eternally. But what effect is achieved by one darshan of pure devotee is not achieved by hundreds of baths in holy rivers. That doesn't mean they are not powerful enough to purify you. A comparison. It is said, when you take bath in a river, you are in one river. Or you are maybe in three rivers. Or you may be in the sangam of five rivers at, you know, Nasik or in Allahabad three rivers, or you are on seven rivers sometimes. But still, it is said when you are in front of the spiritual master or a pure devotee, listening to his vani, you are taking bath in the confluence of all the rivers in the universe of creation. All the rivers. That is why a katha mandap or a katha prasanga is more powerful a purifying tool than going to any tirthasthan or holy place. That is why when in Sheshashahi, in Koshi, when Bhakti Sudhan Saraswati gave choice that you can go for darshans or you can sit here. So everybody chose to take darshan and they went for various places. And only Abhay Charanaravinda, Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada sat there. He was a grihastha that time. Only alone listening, because he had that understanding and realization that sitting in front of Gurudev, listening to his vani, is much more powerful than visiting holy places and taking bath in all the rivers of the universe. And that time Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, he, whatever he writes, print in future, because he listens very carefully. He has an understanding, what is listening, what to take, how to take, how to listen to. Meeting a pure devotee is direct favor of Supreme Personality of Godhead on the living entity. Then his second point, he said, I've heard about you that you stay only for the period of time when a cow is milked. That much time only you stay at one place and then you leave, whether it is whatever it is. That means there's a certain period of time you require to milk a cow. And sadhus don't stay longer than that in any house, even for going for bhiksha also. But he says, still you have come here for much longer time to help me. So this is the mood of Shukadev Parikshit Maharaj. It is so rare to see you, what to speak of hearing from you. It is not that the king Parikshit did not know the glory of life or the goal of life or the process of attaining the goal of life. This is one important point. Like Arjun also was a realized soul. He didn't have to hear Bhagavad Gita. But Krishna used him as a nimitta. Parikshit Maharaj's whole life tells us that he was already a realized soul. But still, when the time came in his life to apply that knowledge and realization in practicality, he wanted to confirm it through a pure devotee. All of us may have a lot of scriptural knowledge and understanding and realization. But when a difficult situation arises in life, although apparently we understand what to do and what we should be doing, still do not fail to take guidance from our spiritual master or the representative of spiritual master available that time. Because having realization and putting it into practice, these are two different things. One needs sanction and mercy of a Supreme Lord through a pure devotee to apply those things in life. That is why apparently we all know that Parikshit Maharaj knew the goal of life. But still, he came at the lotus feet of Sukhdev Ji and asked from him, what is the best course of time? What is the best course of action for everybody in the world and especially for those who are in front of death? So this is sign of humility. I know, I will know, I will do. I don't need anybody. I know already, I've heard from people. So he took that humble step to again approach, sit down for 7 days without food and drink and sleep and break to listen to the goal of life and the process of achieving that goal of life. He didn't get up and go, okay, I heard about it, let me go and do what I want to do. From that moment till the last moment of his life, till the curse became active or much before the curse, till all the time he sat there and listened very humbly. And that too, humbly and enthusiastically he listened. With full interest he listened, asking many, many questions, receiving congratulations from Sukhdev Ji, he listened. When it was increasingly exhausting and furthering the days, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, his enthusiasm was proportionately increasing instead of decreasing, instead of decaying, which inspired Sukhdev also to congratulate him and to go on speaking more enthusiastically, looking at the listener. He also was not affected by sleep and drink and food and hunger. So, in this regard, he also wanted the whole world to benefit from this question and the answer that he would receive. Now, this reminds me of one story. How a pure devotee, although realized in his life, but before speaking something, he wants to confirm it from a pure devotee again. There was a parrot called Lila Shuka, which belonged to Radharani, right? Who always resided on the finger of Radharani, most of the time, left finger, like this. And he would witness all the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna and the gopis. Who could be so closer? Who's always intimately what's happening? Viraha, love, meeting, separation, all kinds of varieties of active and subtle pastimes he was witnessing. And the time came for Radha and Krishna to depart. They wanted to depart from this material world. So Lila Shuka also wanted to go. But Radha Krishna said that you have to stay back. You have to stay back and narrate our glories to the people in the world. Now, natural response was, okay, I've seen everything, I know everything, I can go on describing what I saw. But what he said to Radha and Krishna, Shyam Sundarji, was very important. He said, although I have witnessed all your pastimes, I need to hear them from the mouth of pure devotee before I narrate it to anybody else. So Acharyas explain that witnessing the pastimes of the Lord is not as important as listening to the pastime of the Lord from the mouth of a pure devotee. See, Parvati Devi saw Lord Ramchandra, the pastime of the Lord, in being enacted at the place called Kapildhara, Kavanai, on the way to Nasik. There's a place where Lord Ramchandra was crying and embracing the trees and asking, Kahi mere Mrugnaini Sita ko dekha hai? Have you seen my lotus-eyed wife Sita Devi anywhere? He was crying to Ramya Devata, Varna Devata, trees, creepers, and most ordinary henpecked husband he was looking at. But that was the divine pastime of the Lord, and Parvati Devi had the fortune to see that pastime of the Lord. But she was totally bewildered. Because as soon as That scene was seen by Parvati and Shankar both. Lord Shankar said, to my worshipable Lord, I offer my dandavat pranam. Satchidananda, he word was he mentioned. To my Satchidananda Lord, I offer my pranams. So Parvati said, what is Satchidananda in this? There is only sorrow, there is only ignorance, there is only ordinary behavior. Even ordinary husband will not be so henpecked and so much crying for losing his wife. How can he be Lord? No, no, he is my worshipable Lord. He said, no, no, I don't believe this. No activity, nothing I can see which is convincing me that he is your worshipable Lord. So the Lord said, go and test. She was insisting on. So she became Sita Devi, the way exactly Sita, he left Sita in the kuti. The same Sita Devi appeared. And immediately Lord Ramchandra stopped crying and offered dandavat pranam to her. He said, Mate, how are you alone here? Where have you left Lord Shankar? So immediately she was like so much embarrassed. And she also offered dandavat pranam. And she realized that, I saw but I didn't see. I didn't understand. She went back to her husband and said, yes, I apologize for my misbehavior. Now please tell me about your worshipable Lord. I want to hear about him. Lord Ramachandra, Lord Shankar explained the glories of Lord Ramachandra to Mother Parvati. And then she actually became fully realized in the sense of understanding the Lord's pastimes. She was already realized, but there are always higher and higher levels of realizations. Scriptures explain that after that Lord Shiva started putting Sita, Mother Parvati on his lap. After hearing the pastimes of the Lord, she became qualified. And then he started putting her on the lap. And there are many other pastimes, there is no time here to tell. But in the short, seeing the Leela of the Lord is not as important as hearing the Leela of the Lord from the devotee of the Lord. But that gives you correct understanding and saves you from bewilderment which may occur if you see the Leela of the Lord prematurely. So much is hearing important. So much. Okay. So, what did Leela Shuka do? He went all the way to Himalaya. Lord Shankar was narrating Srimad Bhagavatam to his wife. Of course, long story. So, he heard it there. Lord Shiva got angry. How a bird can hear? It's only meant for my wife. How bird can hear? He chased him with Trishul. He ran to another mountain range where Lord Vyasadeva was sitting and explaining Bhagavatam to his wife. And entered in her mouth. And again, second time he heard Bhagavatam. She became pregnant. He entered in the womb of Vyasadeva's wife. She was not coming out. So Vyasadeva again narrated Srimad Bhagavatam. So three times he heard Bhagavatam. Before even coming out. Then he came out and started walking away. Then he heard on the way, Baraha, Pidam, Natavara, Vapu, all the beautiful slokas of 10th canto of Bhagavatam. And he came back inquiring from where you learned these beautiful verses. And they led him, the students led him to the ashram Patshala of Vyasadeva only. And they systematically studied Srimad Bhagavatam. You can see how much investment is there. Before giving one and the only performance in life, how much investment is there? That is, hearing from the pure devotees of the Lord. Then speaking. So when we read Prabhupada books, we are hearing from Prabhupada. And then we can speak. But as one step before that, you hear from pure devotee and you practice what you have heard. Then you become more powerful to speak and make the difference. If you just read and repeat, also good. But it won't be having that effect. But when you read, you hear and you practice and then you speak, it transforms the heart. It causes transformation. The transformation of caused by Shukadev's speech is so powerful that Shukadev is no more in the world in the physical sense, but the effect is still there. And it's like a time bomb. Eternally it is exploding again and again the hearts of millions of people, enlightening them. Not only Niskan, Gaudi Sampradaya, all Sampradayas, all walks of life. Even those who are not in the Sampradaya, they hear Srimad Bhagavatam, the time bomb explodes of wonderful devotional loving realizations about the Lord. So, Hare Krishna. So, The whole narration of Shukdev ji approaching Parikshit Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj receiving Shukdev ji, and the knowledge that is being transmitted is glorious in the event itself, and the substance of the knowledge is eternally beneficial to all living entities, liberated souls, souls living in Goloka, souls living in heavenly planets, souls living in this Vaikuntha, that Vaikuntha, local Vaikuntha, Param Vaikuntha, every living entity in every location. This narration is eternally beneficial. One cannot say, I am already in Goloka, I don't need to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. They are seeing Srimad Bhagavatam being enacted, they are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam in all the places, all the time. It is not applicable in some places. It is applicable in all the places in the whole creation of the Lord, material or spiritual. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Small two sentences. Chaturmasya has begun. Chaturmasya is the best time to hear Srimad Mahabharat. It started on the day of Vyasa Purnima, on the instruction of Vyasadeva to Vaishampayanji to be spoken to Janmejaya. And all the 4 months of Chaturmasya, the whole Mahabharat was spoken to Janmejaya for the benefit of all the creation. So we have the fortune to engage ourselves in listening to the divine words of Vyasadeva. Adhik Mas is coming, another opportunity. Then Kartik Mas is coming, another opportunity. So 150 days from now are there for upliftment of spirituality. Let the world go into all turmoils, ups and downs and bhukamp and so many things. But auspicious times are coming for us to get uplifted spiritually. Thank you very much. Hari Bol.